This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The recorded sound of a train approaching signaled the start of a rare and moving commemoration today. It was at the spot where trains, cattle cars with human cargo, stopped and disgorged prisoners at the Nazi concentration camp at Auschwitz in southern Poland. 60 years ago today, the Red Army liberated the camp and put a stop to an industrial-scale death machine, a complex of slave labor projects and gas chambers where 1.5 million people were killed, at least 1 million of them Jews. World leaders and camp survivors spoke, and prayers were offered. A cantor sang the Hebrew prayer whose very words tested the belief of the faithful at Auschwitz, "I believe with a perfect faith in the coming of the Messiah, and though he tarry, I will wait daily for his coming." German President Horst Köhler said, "We must keep the memory of the worst crime in human history alive for those who were born later." President Vladimir Putin of Russia said, "We unfortunately still see signs of anti-Semitism, and I'm also ashamed of that. Russia will struggle against them." And Vice President Cheney said, "This story of the camp reminds us that evil is real and must be called by its name and must be confronted." Congressman Tom Lantos of California was part of the American delegation to the ceremony. Congressman Lantos is a Hungarian Jewish refugee. He was in the underground. He was in camps. He survived, but the rest of his family was killed during the Holocaust. Congressman Lantos, what was the 60th anniversary of the liberation ceremony like for you?
Well, it was an extremely difficult and a very powerful day. This is probably the last time when a fairly large number of survivors could still attend. It was a very difficult day because it unfolded within the context of a tremendous upsurge of anti-Semitism in Europe, which is an indication that we haven't done a very good job of Holocaust education. As the action of the young prince in London demonstrates, who wore Nazi paraphernalia to a party. And it was physically a very appropriate day. It was bitter cold, heavy snow, and it made one wonder how people in the camp could survive a single day, not months and years.
As you say, the 60th anniversary of liberation comes with relatively few of the survivors and also of the liberators still there to be acknowledged. And in future anniversaries, we can only imagine that someday soon there'll be none.
That's right.
Does that mean that not just Auschwitz, but the broader Nazi extermination campaign that it epitomized now moves into the realm of history, as opposed to personal memory, family memory? We'll no longer have people who tell us stories of what it was like to be in camps.
Well, I think the Nazi Holocaust does move into history, but Holocausts don't move into history because despite all of our hopes and aspirations, we have had genocide in Rwanda and we have had genocide in the killing fields of Cambodia. And as we speak, we have genocide in Darfur. So the problem of teaching about the need to treat each other as human beings, fellow human beings in a civilized society, is desperate and global. And clearly the job hasn't been done not only in Europe, where most countries have totally failed in Holocaust education, but even in our own country and elsewhere across the globe. Otherwise, we would not be having as the 21st century opens, a Holocaust going on in Africa.
Congressman Lantos, thank you very much for talking with us today.
My pleasure.
Congressman Tom Lantos of California, one of the hundreds of dignitaries at today's ceremonies marking the 60th anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz.